Good morning from New Jersey. Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. And we're in 28 states now. Today's topic is, what is something that every buyer of a dental office should ask? What question should they ask? And they should buy this item too. But what is the one question they should ask? And we'll get into that. One of the most important questions. So as of now, we are in 28 states. We're nationwide. And we have 10 employees, all to service you and to bring you cutting information. That's what these tapes are about. That's what these videos are about. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. Now, our website is nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Or dentalpracticeguide.com. You could get a lot of information there, so check that out. We're available to you from 8 to 9 p.m. every day on the East Coast. We work every day except Christmas and Easter. So give us a call. We're available to you, and we help you during the before you buy or sell your dental office, during the process, and after if there's problems. Everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not legal or business advice. It's only our opinion. All right? So if you... Oh, by the way, if you're going to sell to a DSO, call us first, because we don't... Generally, they pay our commission, so there's no commission to you. And you have full access of my knowledge and my accountants. Plus... If you work with us sometimes and often, I can get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So give us a call. I'd be more than happy to help you. And if you need an appraisal or something, we can do that also for you. So what is the one question no buyers ever ask? They never asked me this. In 13 years, I think it's an important question, but no one ever asks. They're concerned about the number of active patients, the number of new patients per month, the hygiene schedule, how far they're booked out, do they have a CAT scan, when is the last time it's renovated, all of these things, right? But what is the one question they never ask? They ask questions about equipment, about the staff, about everything. But the one question no one has ever asked in 13 years is... Does the office have a source of energy backup systems, an emergency generator? What happens if the power goes out? What do they have? No one asked the question. I don't know why they don't ask it, but they never asked. In 13 years, no one asked. I've had dentists that have lost power and have lost 3 days, 4 days, and have lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. They can't do anything. They're dead in the water. They can't do anything. No power. But no dentist, no buyer has ever asked me that question. Is there a source for emergency power generation? So maybe you should think about it. Now, what has happened? We're in year 23 now, January 23. What has happened is the electronics for these battery power cells have gotten so good. No gas. No pad, there's nothing, you don't need it. Just plug it into the wall initially to charge it up. But they've gotten so good. They now have a unit, and if you do your research on YouTube and so forth, one of these units will power an average house for 2 full days. 2 days for a battery unit. It's a power cell, a giant power cell. I think it's like 5,000 watts. And you go on YouTube, you can hear all about them. But 5,000 watts, and if you know you're a little bit modest in your energy use, you could use in your dental office. You know, you probably have a lot of LED lights, so you don't take up that much power. You of course have your compressors and your suction, but maybe you won't use them as often. And even though one is 220, I think some of these now can take up to 220. And remember, you're not running it at night. You're not running it early time in the morning. It's not like a house. So, and probably you can't, it'd be challenging you, although you could do it for air conditioning. Your building may have central air, and it might work on air too if you get a large enough unit. And go on YouTube, they talk about this all the time, but a new one just came out, I think in the last 2-3 months. It is super powerful. We're talking 5,000 watts. I don't know how many kilowatts, it's a lot of kilowatts it has too, but if you analyze these things, just buy it. The price has gone down to about $2,500. No gas, no preparation, lithium ion, get the lithium ion phosphate because they don't go on fire. And you can prevent downtime. Not only that, you have an emergency in your home. These things are portable. Some of them are heavy. They weigh up to 100 pounds. Others are lighter weight. But you can take it to your home and utilize it if you have an emergency situation at your home. You're going to need the power transfer switch. You know, set up everything with the electrician. Get the power transfer switch set up at your box. Choose isolated circuit breakers that you will activate for your office. You know, compressor, suction, lighting, those type of things. And your computers. But these power systems have gotten so good. And it's something a buyer or a seller should just get. And if a seller gets it and they're selling in the office, well, take it with you before you sell it, that's all. But maybe it's a selling point. You know, it's only about, I think they've gone to about down to about $2,500. The prices just keep dropping. So that one question I've never been asked. Maybe it'll ask now, I don't know. I'm a very cautious kind of guy. I'm always prepared. You know, when the pandemic came, I had purchased, from the, I think it was through the flea market. My brother and I were there. We had purchased like a couple of cases of N95 masks. We didn't know. It was $3 and $2 a box. They were, there was no date on them or anything. And these are official N95 masks. I think I bought four boxes. Each box is 25. Yeah, I think it was 25 in a box and it was $3 a box. And I had like three or four boxes. So when the pandemic came, a lot of the professionals and doctors I work with, I started sending out masks to them. They had no masks. I knew an ophthalmologist had zero masks, nothing. So I sent him a couple of them, and then some other people I sent them, just so they'd have something. It was like gold. It was like gold when I sent them out. The people were so appreciative of them. You know, be prepared. I'm extremely cautious and prepared, and I think you should be. This emergency power pack, I don't sell them, so don't call me. All right, I don't get into that. I'm going to be buying one and, you know, getting it for the office. And so I have power. If things go down, we are still powered up. But I think you should get it for yourself immediately. Get it for your office. Buyers, you should be asking the question. And be prepared. All right? Hey, it's great talking to you now. And we have some more information coming on some interesting deals that we're doing and some twists and turns on those deals and what the attorneys have figured out how to handle it. I think one of them is this nightmare landlord. That's a tough one. And another one, we're going to be talking about the valuation, the EBITDA valuation, and how the companies are actually evaluating it and what the real details are with that, what happened. And the buyer thought his EBITDA was one number, the company thought it was another number, and how we got a hopefully amicable resolution on that. So we'll be talking about that. So you should listen to these things. Subscribe to the channel so you get the alert of what's coming next. All right. I don't know where we are. 225 YouTube videos, 5,600 views. For a small audience, that's not bad. Well, we're having a great time. Just came back from swimming. I think I'll do a little bike riding. And I have a niece coming in from Colorado, I think it is. She's coming to stay with us for a while. And it should be fun. Okay, bye.